Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-hour fitness.
The guard.
Captain Beefheart.
From the bird.
There are two men on the third floor of a nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time of year again. There we go. Sorry.
All right, let's start the show. I love your sound effects so much.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Bela, let's do it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's that scary time of year again, and the balcony is once again going to give you a great big party of Halloween music as we do Halloween in Quarantine 2020.
Oh, yes.
This is going to be fun.
That's right. The candy is on the front yard steps, on the front porch steps. Take what you want and leave. It's Quarantine Halloween.
That's right. It's a contactless Halloween. So
yes, you're dressing in costumes just for the people in your own house. I'm sorry.
That's right. You can have your own Halloween parties right in the privacy of your own home. And you don't even have to answer the door. Just leave a light on and a bowl of candy or whatever. And
yeah, I guess it's a bummer that you're on the top floor of your building because you don't get trick-or-treaters where you are unless you go to the balcony and like throw candy down like a Vita. But I don't see you doing that.
No, no. No, I don't think I'll be throwing candy off my balcony. No, that
it's going to be especially quiet this year, right? Are people even going to be trick-or-treating? I don't know.
Is it
legal?
I think it's mostly called off, quite frankly. I don't know.
I know it is in our area, right? I'm pretty sure in our major metropolitan area that the people have said stay inside for this Halloween.
Right, exactly, which is probably the safe thing to do. But
yeah,
but you still need a soundtrack.
We both live in pretty suburban neighborhoods, and my area goes all out for Halloween. And they've already sent out the message, like, not this year. So
is that right? Okay.
Yeah. So I think the people need music more than ever.
Oh, yes. So we'll give them a soundtrack. So we'll give them a party soundtrack that they can use in their own home. And, wow, my goodness, let's get right to it, shall we?
What better way, right?
What better way than we start out all of our Halloween shows in this
fashion. It's tradition.
It is tradition. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Boris Pickett and the Monster Mash.
Beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the MASH.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my Monster MASH is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this MASH was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
Mash good!
Easy, God, you impetuous young boy!
Mash good!
Monster Mash God! Monster Mash
running.
the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum, it was a monster's holiday. Well, I hopped into bed and I covered up my head, said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies, lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum, it was a monster's holiday. Uncle Bill, well, he took ill, and they sent for me to come. Well, I had to pass by the old graveyard, so I went on the run. There was screaming and moaning, wailing and groaning, scary as a mummy's curse. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that you're gonna have to catch me first. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum, it was a monster's holiday. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum, it was a monster's holiday.
Each night I see you in my
I never thought I'd hear an R&B Halloween song.
That's a pretty soulful Halloween, isn't it?
That's pretty wild. That's Blue Magic and Born on Halloween from an album called 13 Blue Magic Lane, which is that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, they got the good candy there.
Oh yes, no doubt about that.
Yeah, full size Snickers at the Blue Magic House.
That's right.
Do you want to read out the opening set there, Bob?
Oh, I think I can do that. Yes, sir. We started out with an old favorite, the Monster Mash with Bobby Boris Pickett.
Yes, vote for the national anthem if we ever replace it.
That's right. That's exactly right. Bobby Boris Pickett and his Crypt Kickers. And right after that, we had the great David Bowie. His song Scary Monsters and Super Creeps, title track from the same record. Great stuff to look into. That's a good era for Bowie. Great music. And then right after that, the Cramps with a song. Every song by the Cramps is good for Halloween. This we heard.
Yes, I know.
I Was a Teenage Werewolf was the song that we heard there from their song, from their album Songs the Lord Taught Us. A great record, classic album.
And yeah, then, totally is. Love that one.
Absolutely. Hey, hi there.
Hey, look who's here again.
All right. And then right after that, we had Buck Owens from his record Buckham, Volume 2, The Music of Buck Owens. 1967 to 75, we heard It's a Monster.
Please say the title clearly because this is a clean episode.
That's right. Buckham. It's a Monster's Holiday was the name of that track. And then we finished up with Blue Magic and a sweet R&B ballad, Born on Halloween.
Yes.
Love that, man. So that was nice. So Luna was there with you. That's nice. It's good to see her.
That's right. She's going to be Maleficent for Halloween this year.
She's going to be what now?
Not Maleficent, the Angelina Jolie character.
Oh, okay.
But a very specific period in the film when she was stripped of her dark powers. She only wore a peasant dress. So she's Maleficent from the sequel in the second act.
All right. That sounds good.
Very particular.
All right. I like that. Well, it's going to be a lovely costume. I would love to see a picture of that when she's dressed up.
Oh, there will be plenty. You'll see it.
All right. Are you going to be putting any candy out on your front step for any passersby?
Oh, of course. The weird thing is I live in the suburban area, as you do.
Yes.
But for some reason, my street just doesn't get a lot of foot traffic on Halloween. And I think it's because of where I am. There's like two areas that shut it down, like shut down the street to traffic for the kids to go nuts.
Oh.
And so like people just like kind of like bypass my street on the way there.
Oh, all
which
right.
I totally understand.
I guess
like,
so, yeah.
Pick up some residual candy on the way there at my house. And come on by.
That's right. Yeah, some special candy there on a stupid Pasadena. All right.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm not giving out toothpaste. Don't worry. You can come to my house.
Right on. Exactly.
I do not have candy corn.
That's right. Oh, okay. Good. Good. Oh, I hate candy corn. Oh, my God.
I'm mixed. I'm really hit or miss. Like, I was just asked about it literally yesterday by the kid, and I was like, you know what, I think I do like it. And I think if you asked me now, it'd be a different answer. It's like, nah, it's gross.
Yeah, no, I don't know what it is, but it just, like, irritates me.
You'd be in a very particular mood to have one of those.
Absolutely. No doubt about that.
And for you, that mood is never.
Never. Not on this lifetime. Okay, well, let's get back to some more music.
What about your undead lifetime? It's Halloween.
Oh, yeah, there you go. My afterlife. Maybe
yes, maybe you'll like it after you're murdered. Yes.
There's candy corn in hell. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, isn't that another Alice Cooper song?
I think so. And speaking of Alice Cooper, we're going to move right into some music from the man himself right now.
Some live music.
And we're going to hear his song, Welcome to My Nightmare. So let's get into it right now. All right.
Nocturnal vacation. Unnecessary sedation. Inside you're gonna feel right at home. Welcome to my nightmare, yeah. Welcome to my breakdown. I hope I didn't scare you. That's just the way we are when we come down. Yeah. We sweat and laugh and scream here, cause life is just a dream here. Inside you're gonna feel right at home here. Welcome to my nightmare, yeah. Welcome to my breakdown, whoa.
In the hush and dust. strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange. When you're strange.
Got spooked. I asked him if he ever got haunted by souls, but he reckons that he buries them too. Now he ain't bothered by corpses. Hell, he'll plant stiffs all day. See, he on some kind of piecework deal. He get paid by the grave. Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. Work that shovel with vigor, grave digger, for rigor mortis sits in dig. Dig, dig, grave digger, dig, grave digger, dig. That big old hole just keep getting bigger, so dig, grave digger, dig. Well, he could be making more money, he could be out working the rigs. He says he don't really like no company. He says he'd rather just dig. Grave digger, he got secrets. He whispered as he lit up a cig. He said you gotta watch it, don't badger the hole when you're cutting through the roots and the twigs. He works right through in the darkness, and then he stops and he takes him a swig. Drive by the right time of the night, you might spy him in the moonlight doing a jig. Oh! dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. Work that shovel with bigger grave digger for rig mortar sits in dig. Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. That big old hole just keep getting bigger, cause grave digger rather just dig.
Dig!
Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. That big old hole just keep getting bigger, so grave digger keep on digging.
Dig!
Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. Work that shovel with dig, grave digger, for every mortar sits and dig. Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. That big old hole just keep getting bigger, so dig, grave digger, dig.
Think you're in, but one of these days bad winds are gonna start blowing. You may not lose, but big boy, you won't win. 'Cause the devil gets his dues and you'll start paying. When he collects, you know you've paid your debt. The devil gets his dues like I've been saying. You'll hurt just like you've hurt me, you can bet. When it comes to love, you've read the devil's menu, and you brag a lot that you just can't be hurt. You're not the only one who knows a trick or two. Someday I might rub your face in the dirt. Well, your little playhouse is sitting on sticks of dynamite. I might get mad tonight and light the fuse. If you come in and find out that my dog bites, you'll know the devil's here collecting dues. His dues and you start paying. When he collects, you know you've paid your debt. The devil gets his dues like I've been saying. You'll hurt just like you hurt me, you can bet.
Yes. Oh, Ms. Loretta Lynn, telling about the devil and what that man is, what that man of hers is going to get if she messes him around with one more time. My goodness.
That song is a threat, right?
I think so. It's a threat and probably a promise at the same time.
If it's coming from a warning.
Yes, from Loretta Lynn, you better take that as solid gospel.
On Halloween.
On Halloween.
Halloween gospel.
Absolutely. You want to read off what was in that last set there?
Yes, I do. We started off with one of Scott's old favorites, Alice Cooper. Is this when it's still a band, Alice Cooper, or is this a person, Alice Cooper? I can't tell.
This is the person, Alice Cooper. This is
the person, Alice Cooper.
This is a little bit later, yes.
Great, with maybe the soundtrack to Halloween, right? Welcome to My Nightmare.
Oh, I
think
so.
You do Halloween right.
I think so. That's a fair assumption.
And then we moved on to a great I guess Americana. I think they're from America, but I don't want to say country band. They just make great weird music.
Yes.
The Handsome Family.
Yes.
We really recommend checking them out if you have an affinity for the Stranger Tunes. And we played a song of theirs called Far From Any Road, which serves as the soundtrack to the first season of True Detective. Did you watch True Detective Season 1?
No.
Did we watch that?
No, I've never seen that. I wish I'd had. I've heard it was really great.
I'm going to send you my HBO sign-in. You're going to watch it.
Okay. All right. Cool.
It's really great. It does the thing that any noir does, which you'll understand, which is it's awesome to watch and looks cool and ultimately makes zero sense, but you enjoy the entire ride.
I like that. I like that. That's
cool. Up your alley. I know it's up your alley.
Yes, sir. It certainly is.
Yeah. Check out season one. Don't bother with season two. I haven't watched season three yet. I'll report back to you soon. Okay. But season one is really great. It's really awesome.
Okay.
And then we moved on to one of my favorite songs of the night, Tiny Tim doing his wonderful cover of People Are Strange. Oh man.
Wow.
I really like that song.
That was the strangest thing I've ever heard, actually. That was really wild. I really like that.
And then we moved on. I knocked it too. And then we moved on to one of the newer acts that is a recent find, Corb Lund, Corblund. That's a first name and a last name. It sounds like one name, but it's actually two. And that was a song of his called Dig Grave Digger Dig. And he's making some very interesting modern country that you should check out on other days besides Halloween. And then we finished up there with one of our old favorites, Loretta Lynn, doing one of her great 60s tracks, The Devil Gets His Due. I love her old songs, and it's just what she's doing, really hardcore country like that.
Right,
it's
right.
Really fun to listen to. And
it sounds like she's having fun writing the lyrics.
It's like Halloween in the Holler, yeah, on that one. It's great.
That's right. I like that.
So you want to do just quick plugs? We might as well do one.
Sure.
Just make it... Do the brief version, please.
I'll do the brief version.
It's a holiday episode.
The email is balconyradio@gmail.com. You can send stuff there. We're on the social networking areas. We're on Instagram @balconyradio. We post things there. And we're also on Facebook at facebook.com/balconyfm. So there you go. Check us out on all of those areas. And please send us an email, balconyradio@gmail.com. All right.
That's right. There it is. So, where are we? I'm looking at the playlist. Wait, I got to scroll.
We're down to the rock and roll part of the show here.
Oh.
We're down.
Can I put in a request?
Oh, certainly.
Can we switch song one and song two?
Oh, I think we can do that.
Okay. I think this one's a better starter because it hits hard.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Yeah, we got to start with this one. This is like my favorite Halloween song now.
Queens of the Stone Age. This is called Burn the Witch.
Ugh. Yeah.
Here we go.
Thank you. the dark. That's the time you may encounter your host,
who?
The Rockin' Ghost. When the winds are blowing up in the trees, and you're feeling kinda weak in the knees, who will follow you from pillar to post?
Who?
The Rockin' Ghost. Luckily, if you want him to get going, all you do is say, I dig you the most, ghost. Then you'll notice he'll be timbing his hat, 'cause he really is the swingin'est cat. When he hears you say, I dig you the most,
ooh,
the Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost. Luckily, if you want him to get going, all you do is say, I dig you the most, ghost. Then you'll notice he'll be tipping his hat, 'cause he really is the swingin'est cat. When he hears you say, I dig you the most,
who?
The Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost.
Dead. Heads will roll, heads will roll.
have no use for your song. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead, you're dead and out of this world. You'll never get a second chance. Plan all your moves in advance. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead, stay dead and out of this world. Run fast, don't stand in the sun. There's too much work to be done. You're down, you're down, you're down, you're down and out of this world. Don't ever talk with your eyes. Be sure that you compromise. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. Hear the unloved weeping like rain. Guard your sleep from the sound of their pain. Long gone, long gone, long gone, long gone and out of this world. When you smile and it tears your face, it's time for the inhuman race. You're down, you're down, you're down, you're down and out of this world. Now your hope and compassion is gone. You've sold out your dream to the world. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. You're dead and out of this world.
Yeah, Norma Tanega. My goodness, I love that song. That was pretty good.
I do too. That's one of my favorite Halloween songs.
That's called You're Dead. And ironically enough, Ms. Tanega died earlier this year, unfortunately.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yes.
Man, this year can really just go away.
Yeah, right? It really can. Absolutely, without a doubt. It can just disappear. Quick.
Kindly leave 2020. Please, kindly leave.
For those of you that aren't familiar with Norma Tanega, she had a great, well, a semi-big hit back in the 60s called Walking My Cat Named Dog.
I love that song,
which
too.
We've played before. We've played that
yes.
song before.
Yes, she was a big star in her native New Zealand and not so much anywhere else, really. She's kind of a cult act in other places, but was a huge star back down there.
And she was a teacher for a lot of years here in the Southland. She taught in the Mount Baldy area for a long,
that's
long time.
That's right.
So she was able to get some musical. She was a music teacher. She was able to get some instruction.
Super cool.
Very cool for a long time. So
yes.
She did all right. And
that's her playing the guitar. She's awesome.
She's really amazing. Really amazing. So that was called You're Dead, and that was our touch of irony for the night. So there you go.
Yes, I love that well-placed yell right there in your music bed. What is the soundtrack called? Is it called?
Oh, it's called
Halloween Creeps. Creep Sounds Number One.
It's called Halloween Sound Effect 2017. So there you go.
Oh, 2017, a classic.
Wait, let me see who put this up. We can give proper credit here.
Yes, please do. Fair use.
T.A.'s Hopizek. First name is T.I.E.S. Last name is H.O.P.P.E.Z.A.K.
That's
and he has
good,
a fair amount of subscribers
work.
Too. So.
Good work.
Thank you, TAs. We are using your soundtrack for our Halloween.
There's it chiming in.
Yep, there you go. Right on.
Should I read it this time?
Go right ahead, yes.
Okay, so we started out with one of the great jams of the Halloween season, Burn the Witch by Queens of the Stone Age. And Scott and I saw them live in concert, and we cannot recommend it more. If they come anywhere within 100 to 200 miles of your house, go see Queens of the Stone Age.
They are totally rocking.
Worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
One of the best shows I've ever been to. They were so good. And then we moved on to a band who I'm going to clean up the name of their band name because,
okay.
you know, there might be kids present.
Yes.
The Beehole Surfers with Who Was In My Room Last Night. That's a classic indie Halloween jam from the 80s.
Yeah.
They're an interesting band that is not for everybody, or no. most people, to be honest.
For most everybody, yeah, about 92%.
I think you're being very generous there.
It's... okay.
This is a 1% situation.
Oh,
Scott.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. 99%. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Come on.
Okay. I guess that would be true. They are very
Thank
unique.
You.
They some people call them an abomination.
They're for weird uncles only. Yeah. No. They're for weird uncles.
Yeah. Very weird. Yeah.
So, and then we moved on to one of my favorite old-timey Halloween songs, Rockin' Ghost by Archie Blyer and his orchestra. The Rockin' Ghost.
Archie Blyer was the orchestra leader for Arthur Godfrey for a lot of years.
No way, really?
Yes. And actually, Godfrey fired him. He was working for another similar type of program, and when Godfrey found out about it, his insecurity took over, and he fired Blyer.
Well, you can't be double-dipping.
No.
You can't do that.
I guess not.
And then we moved on to one of the rockiest tunes of the night. I know you like them too. One of our favorite bands, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs,
yeah.
who need to record more. Come on, guys. Get it together.
They're a rocking band, man. I like them.
I know. They really are. And we played a song of theirs called Heads Will Roll. I just love that one.
Perfect.
And then we finished up there with Norma Tanega doing You're Dead and Out of This World.
Dead and Out of This World. Yeah, man. It's Halloween. Be careful out there. If you do go out, please be very careful. In fact...
Yeah, include a mask with your costume, please.
Absolutely. I highly recommend that you all kind of stay home and just enjoy the...
Yeah.
Stay home. There's a lot of things on television you can watch that are Halloween related.
Watch Charlie Brown,
There you go. It's The Great Pumpkin.
Watch The Great Pumpkin.
Oh, my. Oh, that was one of my favorites. I still like
it
that
It still
lot.
Is one of my favorites.
Absolutely. All right, man. So let's...
Scott, do we have the most sincere radio station on the internet?
Oh, we certainly do, without a doubt. The Balcony is one of the most sincerest. We only give nothing but the best here, you know?
There's nothing but sincerity as far as I can see.
Oh, yeah. As far as the eye can see and the ear can hear.
Let's play some music.
Oh, we're going to play another one of our old favorites, what we play every
year.
Oh,
hey, this is the final set. We got to tell people.
The final set. Oh, yes. It's time to make sure you have your candied apples and your candied popcorn and everything all ready to go and everything.
Yeah, candy everything, really.
Candy it all up. So we're going to play something now we play every year on the show, and appropriate enough to start out the last set. It's DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince and A Nightmare on My Street. Oh, my.
To tell about this guy, you all know me, has me scared as hell. He comes to me a night after I call into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day, and even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's home when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summoned up the posse and dumb rushed the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Freddy Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright because the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater set to Ill. We saw Elm Street and man it was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, began the nightmare, but on my street. It was burning in my room like an oven. My bed also was sweating, man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a coke, flipped the TV off, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burned. I pat him on the shoulder, said thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, pal, it's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs, crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head, said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but threw the covers with his claws, tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Come on, Jeff, answer! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up! Jeff, wake up!
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen,
what
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me. So, don't
so
go to
I'll
sleep,
talk
Jeff.
To you tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm
Jeff!
Going to bed.
Red right hand.
respect. You feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
Bum bum.
garment, leaving the youth on the shelf.
This place is called like a ghost town.
No job to be found in this country.
Can't go on no more. People getting hungry.
got an evil eye. I got the power of a devil. I'm a cultured guy. I'm gonna teach you loving in the midnight hour. I'm gonna feel you burning like a passion flower. Hey, 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 hey. I'm your witch doctor. I'm your witch doctor. Got my eyes on you. I got my mean old spell on you. I got my mean old spell on you. I'm your witch doctor. I'm your witch doctor. Got my eyes. Got my eyes. Got my eyes. Got my eyes. Got my eyes.
Yeah.
Yes, cue the sound effects. Sorry. Hold on.
Sorry. I usually have that all set up.
What's great about doing the show on what is this? This is FaceTime. Are we doing this? FaceTime. Forgot what it's called for a second. Okay. I can see you doing production still, and it's like we're there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm moving all around here, and I'm
I can still see you spazzily pressing buttons and turning knobs.
Oh, spazzily is the word, all right, man.
Yeah, it is. That's what it sounds like, too, people.
When you're the engineer, I've got four screens staring at me right now, and I'm at all four of them have something going. You're on number two.
Thank you.
You're on screen number two. Number one is the sound effects over here. Number three is the recording, and number four is the playback of the music. So
there's just mice everywhere, aren't there?
There is mice everywhere.
Is this four separate mice nieces?
This would be, yeah. No, well... Four, yeah, this is four.
Oh, jeez, that's too many.
No, this is three. I've got three mice.
Three.
one computer has two screens, so.
It just makes sense for you to have three mice for some reason.
That's fun. It's really fun, man. It's my Wizard of Oz moment here.
Yes, please.
Don't look behind that curtain.
He's just broadcasting.
That's right.
All right, you want to read it or should I?
Go right ahead. Be my guest.
Okay. Yes. All right, so we started with DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Whatever happened to that guy, Fresh Prince?
I don't know. Fresh Prince?
He had a TV show.
Well, he's made a couple of movies, and he's still doing it.
Yeah, I mean, he was in Six Degrees of Separation, so...
And I think he's working on something now, as a matter of fact. So.
Is he really?
Yeah, so...
Is it Men in Black 7? What is?
I think you're probably in that range. I think that's about right.
I like him. I think he's great. I wish he would pick better movies. I don't know.
Yeah, well, he...
And return Jazzy Jeff's calls.
That's right.
That's the other thing.
Well, yeah, come on. How about a reunion tour? There you go.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
I would love to see a reunion of DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
2020 needs some summertime before the year is over.
Please. How about on New Year's Eve?
Oh, that's a great one. Ah. And then we moved on to our favorite acts, Nick Cave and the Bag of Seeds. I know I can speak for you on that one.
Absolutely.
You're a big fan, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, and that was their immortal Halloween song, Red Right Hand. Oh, man.
I love that. That was featured on The X-Files a long time ago.
That's been featured on a lot of things. It's super cool.
Yeah.
I've never seen the show, but there's a show called Peaky Blinders, and I just found out while researching this that the theme song to that show is PJ Harvey doing this song.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, I hate it.
Oh.
I was gonna play it.
Oh,
but it's really
wow.
not good.
Oh my goodness!
But it's just good to know that the song is still out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love PJ Harvey, but oof, man.
That's too bad. Oh well.
Ungood.
Ungood.
Ungood. And then we moved on to one of the few songs that we have to play every year, the Specials with Ghost Town. Oh man, that one's just creepy. Love that one.
That's a classic from way back, man. Love that one.
And then Halloween in the ATL, Outcast with a special guest featuring Kelis doing Dracula's Wedding. I love that song because it includes the recipe for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and you can't go wrong when you include that in your Halloween.
No, absolutely not. Peanut butter and jelly is definitely a Halloween.
I don't know how they found out about my mom's recipe.
That's real. Is that what she used?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was like the one thing she could do. Anyway, and we finished up there with I'm Your Witch Doctor by the band Them, who are the from them. the '60s. That's about all we can say.
Oh yes, that's right. Okay.
They're Irish. They're from the '60s.
And Van Morrison was in the band.
Van Morrison was in the band, not singing this song for some reason. But
no,
yes,
this was post Van Morrison. Yeah, very strange.
I think this is after he left.
Yeah, I think that you're right about that. Anyway, that's our Halloween. That's Halloween in quarantine,
yay,
balcony radio style, 2020, kids. Hope you stay safe out there. Be fun, be safe, and make sure you eat all the real safe stuff and stay close to your family and just have a really great time. It's a different kind of year. We want you to be safe, and we want you back here next year listening to the show. So you can send us an email at balconyradio@gmail.com. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us for your Halloween music needs. Like you said, follow us on Facebook, on Instagram. Don't bother looking us up on Twitter. We don't tweet.
No.
BalconyRadio@gmail.com. We answer questions on the email. If you send us cues, we got A's.
And on Instagram, and we respond to your comments as well. You know,
at yes, Balcony I will Radio. Respond to anything on Instagram. Please reach out.
It's really fun. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's great. It's nice talking music with the other nerds on the internet.
At Balcony Radio for Instagrammers out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So thanks for hanging out with us on Halloween. And it's time to dance, I guess.
It's time to dance with your masks on, ladies and gentlemen, and be safe and be happy. And we're gonna get it up here with Reverend Horton Heat on his and his Halloween hootenanny and the Halloween dance. Be safe, happy Halloween, everybody. Take care. Bye bye.
See you later.
cave and the bad seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the new Belle and Sebastian. Do you like it?
Balcony Radio.
Al Green.
Jackson 5.
Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
Mr. Alan Poussin.
Your
incredible string band.
Ears.